good. She's 3.5 years on a trial drug.
Right.
So, you know, she has, it's stage 4 and it's terminal, but the trial drug keeps her going. It's actually helping. Mm. And I won't say completely going away, but it's kind of a miracle. A lot is disappearing and all that. So yes, the answer is doing fantastic.
Positive. That's good to hear.
That's great news. Wow. So I guess it was like April. April or May, you started doing some videos outside your front door. And I honestly said to Raj, and I said, I'm a little bit worried about Brewer. I said, I've never seen you do stuff that didn't have funny to it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you're a human being who's got feelings and emotions and opinions about the way this whole thing was being handled. But I had never seen you do, and it was like a few videos back to back to back where I was like, I think Jim might have gone off the rails. And then you brought it back around again and started writing comedy about it. But I was concerned. Yeah. I was concerned for you, my man.
So the people who don't know, what was the it? COVID?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It was, I said when the lockdown started. So yeah, COVID.
Mm. Okay. So where are you now, Jim, with it?
Where am I honestly with it? That's a very wide question.
Are you feeling trapped in your house? Like you just described prison. Are you ready to bust out? Are you hating the fact that you can't do stand-up in crowds? You must be.
No. There are areas, and Florida is one of them, Texas, somewhere in the south, that just got offered a tour for the normal states, I'll call them. And it feels good. Look, man, I ain't gonna hide. I always have hope for humanity as a whole, but when this broke out and still, I have lost, I knew people were tapped into the matrix like none other. But now I really see it, and it's mind-boggling what a free thinker is thought of these days. And that's I'll just leave it at that. Just leave it at that. And so, you know, yeah, I knew in the beginning it was a little, some of the videos where I still stand by each and every one of them, and I still think a lot of it's going to come to fruition, and I also think, this was a big shake of the little globe you get at Christmas time where you shake it up. This was one of those. And the ones that can't think for themselves will go along with the cattle and believe everything they're being told and not question anything because that's what they do and that's what they're used to, almost like a battered human being. After a while, or a drug addict, they need the drugs. They need the battering, which is very sad. But for the rest of it, it's going to be a very interesting divide coming very soon.
Mm. Yeah. So what was it like eating dinner in a restaurant? Tell me about it, sire.
I'm going back to Florida. I'm going back to the West Coast without a doubt. I'm already looking at I'm looking at places from pretty much Sarasota down to the Naples area.
Nice.
I love the West Coast of Florida.
Yep.
It's where I really started my stand-up career, and I like the way that governor thinks and the way the people think, and I like that I can have I just like there's a lot more freedom there. I'll just say that where –
Isn't it amazing how
Jersey? Go ahead.
You're a Long Island guy who now lives in Jersey. I've been a Long Island my whole life. Roger went from Long Island to Connecticut back to Long Island. And I have been thinking about leaving every single day for the past 6 months. My wife and I talk about it every day. I'm on the phone last night with my agent about it constantly. Can't stop thinking about it because I'm just sick of being told what to do and how to think and all that other stuff. And I'm just not down with it. So I get it. I get it.
I'll be down a pool with boy. It either. And nor should you be down with it. Well, no, you shouldn't be down with it. You know, it's like, It's like Simon Says. I got a governor with big, doofy buck teeth going, oh, okay, open up, but only if it's 25%. Okay, don't wear a mask. Wear a mask, but if you come to the podium and sit down, then you don't wear a mask. What drives me nuts is people that go, science is real. Well, yeah, we know that. You know what else is real? Common sense. You know what else is real? Dominating and controlling numbers. You know what else is real? Is mind control. You know what else is real? Keeping you in control of fear, dummy. Wake up. Strong issues.
Are you finding it that when you're doing stand-up, like you said, you were just performing down in Florida and doing a whole bunch of other stuff, getting ready for, by the way, we'll get into the live stream event in a couple minutes this Friday.
Yeah.
Are you finding it people just waiting and wanting to laugh, or is it tough to get them cracking?
Well, no. Because I go right for the elephant in the room. And it's they're dying to get out. They're dying to laugh. And the people that aren't need to stay in their house. They need to live in their astronaut outfit. And they need to keep watching CNN and whatever ever news feed they're watching. And that can be their god and their administrator. The rest of the world, which, believe it or not, is probably a good 80 to 85%, it's time for us to live.
And they're laughing. Because I see you keep writing down a set list. You write a set list, and then you basically wipe your ass with the set list and do nothing of it.
Crushing. I'm talking about the mask. People are dying. I talk about the regulations and the thoughts. People are dying. I don't touch politics. I just talk common sense, what's going on in my world. People are howling. I filmed every single one of these sets. So this Friday when I live stream, I can assure you I found my voice a while ago. It feels great. And I know how to read a room. And I know how to put my finger on a pulse. Everyone right now, no matter what you feel politically, is like this. Oh, God, something's going to happen next week. Everyone feels that way. No matter what side you're on, we all know something's going down. Case closed. Something's going down. We don't know what, but something.
Here's something that you've always been good at, and I always go back to the shows you did with your dad. For those of you who don't know, Jim brought his dad on tour. Jim's dad was a World War II veteran who, towards the end of his life, wasn't doing so well, and Jim decided to bring him out on the road and document those shows. And Jim will openly talk about having to wipe his father's ass and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's not easy to make funny. Do you know what I'm saying? So your skill is making that real life stuff that's dark funny. Not easy.
Somebody's got to do it. I love it. I enjoy it. I love talking about those subjects. I like talking about death. I know this doesn't sound funny, but I did a whole thing last night about living in fear. What are you afraid of? Dying? All right, well, let's talk about death. And what I enjoy is listening to the rear ends of everyone's in there pucker up when I first start, because they don't know where I'm going. It's like being in a car going 90 miles an hour and you see a T in the road and you go, is he gonna stop? Which way is he gonna go? And I always go in a direction they didn't really see coming. And then I go, see, that ride wasn't that bad. You were freaking out as we were clicking to the top, click, 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 click. And then I bring you down in a place where everybody can relate to. And relatability is when people feel best. That's when I find the relatable thing.
When you're writing, who do you run it past?
Yeah.
When you're writing, who do you run it past? Nobody. Just write it and then you try it in front of a crowd?
Once in a while, I'll be with a group of friends and I'll just kind of say something. And then it'll begin a whole thing. You know, like a couple days ago, as a joke, you know, every morning, I live in New Jersey, and we do this coffee shop. A bunch of guys go to this coffee shop, and this one woman that would come there every day, and she wears her mask in the car, and she wears her, and then she comes out, she's going to get the mask on, and she goes in, and she hangs outside 20 feet away with her mask on before she goes in a car alone with her mask. I said, what? Can I just ask you, it's fresh air. Why would you wear? She's like, well, you know, I got elderly parents. I got to be careful. And I said, so what were you doing 6 months ago? Sneezing and breathing death on them? Like, what's the common sense factor of someone that goes, well, I got to be careful. You weren't careful 6 months ago when you were going to a nursing home? And I knew when my mom was in a nursing home that if I brought any of my kids sneezing or coughing, I can wipe out a whole wing by taking out one person. So this mentality of, I got to be careful, you already were. Careful. You just forgot you were using common sense before this kicked in.
I would love to be at the other end of the counter when Jim walks into a coffee shop.
I know. Did you end up making friends with her?
7 months ago. Were you going to visit people that were elderly with the flu? Were you going to visit them with bronchitis? Were you going to visit them when you had a fever? No. So what's different now? You weren't wearing a mask back then. Well, what's the difference? It's madness how common sense has plummeted, absolutely plummeted in humanity. It's mind-boggling. You know, and I got this, you know, I got another friend, and they're sick, right? And the hospital's like, you can't see them. So I ask you this, all right? What keeps the person safe from delivering the food in the hospital to each room? What keeps the nurse safe? What keeps the janitor safe? What keeps the doctor safe? What keeps them safe? Mask? Gloves? Well, then why, if it's so safe, why can't you visit your sick one? Why can't you visit someone that's dying? What's the difference? It makes no... Well, we can't have multiple... But you're in there. You're in there. I can't take that people can't see through the BS and what's... Now, of course, you know, and then there's people right now listening and their temples are exploding. Are you saying that it doesn't exist? Because that's their trigger. Of course not. Of course that's not what I'm saying. But that's what you hear... Because that's a catchphrase that's shoved down your throat that you listen to every day, like going to school. Today, are you saying this is how you retaliate? It's that's not anything. You know, trying to kill the elderly. You're selfish.
They don't think it exists. They don't.
Of course it exists.
Dude,
you know it doesn't exist anymore?
What?
You know it doesn't exist anymore? Buddy? The flu. What a miracle. Down 98%.
Yeah, I saw that too. We played that.
Am
bit.
I too harsh for you? Right? Am I too?
No, you're fine. Please.
Hey, your opinion is your opinion.
You know,
this is Jim Brewer, by the way.
Yeah, if you just heard again.
just in case it. You know, just cancel hostess.
Now it sounds like you.
I want it out. I don't know who that guest was, but I'm out.
As soon as you left, now we know it's you.
We played that bit about your daughter coming home from school. Racist, sexist, racist.
Yes. Gender, same experience. You can't say that. Sexist, racist. Yeah. And this is all I said was good morning. That's all I said. Good morning.
Great.
You can't say that. Gender, sexist, racist. If you don't think indoctrination and brainwashing exists, send your kid to college for 4 months and then let me know how that $30,000 that semester worked out for you when they come home on your tab calling you a moron, a sexist, and a racist and trying to explain to you there's 40 genders. Let me know how that works out for you. Yeah.
Did you indulge the conversation or did you walk away?
Well, this took many conversations, and not until actually she was out of college did she start coming back to reality. And she learned what, like my little one just now, she works at a farm, right? And she got a job at a farm, and she's all excited because they pay her well. And there's tip jars. So she, once in a while, she works at a register and they sell donuts or hot dogs at three different stands. And she'd come home and she was throwing cash around like, I got it, Dad. She's ordering things online. She's buying for her sister. She's buying Mika. Well, some dummy there decided that it's not fair that one stand makes more tips than another stand, so they decided, well, let's just all pull it together. What's the big deal? Okay. So that then turned in. So now nobody gets tips. Well, now this kid is like, I don't like going to work, and you know what? This is baloney, and she won't buy nothing now. I go, ha, big difference between socialism, communism, capitalism. The first one was capitalism. How are you enjoying life? You were making money and spending money, and now you're on lockdown, and boy, do you look happy, don't you?
Oh, boy, life lessons.
Oh, Jesus.
I had the same experience with my two daughters, Jim, who went 4 years to school, and they definitely, over time, changed. And I know you said indoctrination, but somehow professors definitely changed where their brains were at. Although, I mean, I have to admit, they learned a lot of stuff. They learned a lot about where society is. One of my daughters is an SJW, social justice warrior. So she has all the terms you're talking about ready to go. But she doesn't come home and harangue me about it. In fact, we don't even talk about it. Because I don't want to get into it. I'd rather, I don't think she's wrong on everything, but I just don't want to get into the whole thing. And I want her to experience the world and then see where she ends up. She's a good human. She'll be all right. I want to see where she ends up. I don't think she's completely wrong, but I don't think she's completely right either, you know?
And that's where I'm at. I'm like, listen, let them learn on their own. I'm sure we had intense views when we were younger. We either forgot them or whatever, but you live and you learn.
Jim.
But.
Our intense views were, you know, you can't listen to Judas Priest and Motley Crue. It was one or the other. You know what I'm saying? Those were our intense views.
Very important.
Let's be honest.
If you're into Duran Duran, you can't be into Priest. It doesn't make sense.
Right. I mean, that was as intense as it got.
That's pretty much as intense as it got. If you're wearing a denim jacket, well, then, you know, you can't be listening to Duran Duran and all this other nonsense.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right. You can't like Madonna. Well, you got a painted AC/DC jacket. if you don't like it, I'll meet you at the bridge.
Hey, let's talk about this this live stream we got going on Friday.
Yeah, tell everybody
night.
What's going on.
What's the story with it? Where can they get it? How can they get tickets? The whole spiel.
It's called the Wall Street Theater. So just go to the Wall Street Theater dot, you know, whatever it is. And this Friday,
let's see.
It's $25. You can get a whole crew, sit there, watch all together. That costs you 40 cents each, depending on how many people you get. And I'll be live in Connecticut doing a show from about, I don't know, I think they're allowing 100 people. And you can watch it anywhere and everywhere. And so that's the shebiggle this Friday.
That's Wall Street Theater. You suck at it. Because two
Street.
Websites I put in,
Wall
two
Street.
Websites. Right. It's wallstreettheater.com.
You go
in there and.
Not the Wall Street Theater.
Yeah.
Just Wall Street Theater.
And check out.
No. Wall Street Theater. Wall Street Theater. And
so.
Yeah, I've never, I never did the live stream. So this is. I like being in front of crowds, but this will be in front of a crowd and you'll be able to watch it. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
So
but I'm ready
it,
to get back to.
You got to be. Dude, you're
Paramount.
In New York, they're still closed.
Yeah.
Comedy clubs are still closed.
Oh, trust me. I know. And but you know what? It is for your safety. It is for each and everybody's safety that you don't question a thing and you don't worry about the numbers that we like to manipulate on steering fear in the masses. Absolutely. We will tell you whether to get an apple or a haircut or enjoy your life. You will not be allowed to have more than 3 or 4 in a gathering. Sounds very familiar to some other countries, if you ask me.
Yeah, sure it does.
Very interesting.
All right, bro. We appreciate your time. If you want to check out Jim live this Friday night from wherever in the world you are, WallStreetTheater.com. Get your friends together, pour some drinks, have some laughs to the comedy stylings of one Jim Brewer. Thanks, brother.
Oh, and by the way, if you wear a mask by yourself, don't watch. You're going to be very upset.
So, at home, no viewing with a mask.
Right.
Yeah, if you're one of those maskers and you want to fight tooth and nail, you're really not going to like the first 10 minutes. You're going to hate it. So, if you go live stream, you might want to check in about the 15-minute mark where it gets a lot easier for you.
Later, brother. We'll talk to you
soon. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
Stay healthy. I don't know if I should say that.
That'll be fine.
Jim Brewer.